Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Cooler temperatures are on the way. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Alanwick Haldeman Township Council are scrambling to find a new integrity commissioner after abruptly ending the current contract with Principals Integrity effective mid-June. Council on Tuesday debated a bylaw to hire a new interim third party to act as the integrity commissioner until next February. However, that bylaw was defeated. Mayor John Logal says some members on council are not happy with Principals Integrity and that a change of direction was needed. He says a recent report over disclosing resignation letters from volunteer boards and committees is part of the problem. The integrity report suggests redacting personal information and releasing the resignation letters.
We don't have one until my understanding of it is that on the 16th, we will not have an integrity commissioner, June 16th, unless we have someone come in place.
Yet, Logal says it's Township Clerk Emily Cartledge who is withholding those letters. Logal confirms approximately 11 to 15 resignations have been submitted to council this term. That report took approximately 1 year to produce. June is Pride Month, and many activities are taking place across Northumberland County. Trent Hills Pride will host a series of events early next month, including Pride in the Park, June 6th in Warkworth. Organizer Amelia Ojeda says the planned activities are family-friendly and are intended to celebrate the community's diversity.
It's going to be a fun June in Trent Hills with, celebrating Pride, but also celebrating diversity, equality, and inclusion.
For more information, go to trenthillspride.ca. Local health officials are partnering with regional veterinarians and pet stores to offer reduced rabies vaccinations clinics for your pet this spring. Lakelands Public Health says this is to ensure more pets are protected and reduce financial barriers for owners. Rabies is a deadly viral disease that affects the central nervous system of warm-blooded mammals, including humans, but can infect domesticated animals who can spread the disease. Rabies can spread to humans when the saliva of an infected animal enters the body through a bite, scratch, or by entering an open wound. The Paul Mac Pets Value in Campbellford is hosting a clinic on June 21st from 11 to 2 p.m. It's Menstrual Health Day, and the Northumberland United Way Period Promise Initiative reminds everyone of the great strides made locally. These include expanding access to products through the community-based hygiene cabinets located throughout the county, free to take as needed, along with body care and incontinence products as well. Dignity kits containing a one-month supply are also distributed. In sports, the Cobra Kodiaks picked up their first win of the season Wednesday, defeating Brooklyn LC 10-8. The Jays are in Baltimore tonight to start a four-game set with the Orioles after taking 2-3 from the Marlins. If you see the news as it happens, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local 3-day weather forecast is next.
Most businesses don't ignore cybersecurity because they don't care. They ignore it because no one explains the real business impact. Too often, security conversations are filled with technical jargon or vague warnings that don't justify a real budget. So it gets pushed aside until something breaks. At Attitude IT, we do things differently. We translate cybersecurity into a plain business language, helping leaders understand the financial impact of downtime, data loss, and operational disruption. And just as importantly, when you need support, you can reach our team quickly and we will be at your worksite right away. Our team is here to support you, guide you, and protect your business every step of the way. If you want cybersecurity and service you can rely on, visit attitudeit.ca or call 905-432-7751.
With the way the world has changed the landscape of retail, isn't it nice to know there is a place downtown Port Hope to shop? That no matter what your lifestyle, there is something for you. All Things Beautiful is a ladies' fashion boutique featuring diverse lines including Bryn Walker, Frank Lyman, Gretzius, Spanner, Piccadilly, and more. Come experience our vibe at 87 Walton Street, up the hill in downtown Port Hope. Follow me on Instagram at All Things Beautiful, Inc.
Now here's your truly local 3-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Cloudy today, high 22. Cloudy tonight, low of 11. A mix of sun and clouds, 60% chance of showers tomorrow, high 21. Sunny and 19 for Saturday. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.